EO, what's cracking, guys? You read that title correctly. We're back. It's Monday again. I missed you guys. We're doing some 90 Day Fiancé, The Last Resort. Okay, these are ones we haven't seen, but we've seen parts of it before it. So, like, the first one we're going to do, we're doing two clips, because I have committed to longer form videos. Liz saw Ed in a past life? She didn't. Yeah, people don't have past lives. But I can't wait to see what they talk about. And Asuelu gives Kalani a lap dance. Gross. But that's pretty much what he did when he met her at the airport. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I made fun of it. All the people we just mentioned suck. So this is going to be good. I don't watch these before I talk shit about them, obviously. I also don't watch the show. The show sucks. But these clips are just so good to make fun of. Let's hop into this shit. But wait, check out this awesome reel I made of me riding my motorcycle. It's fucking awesome.
Boy, goodbye. Ain't got shit on me. Cause I'm on top of the world.
I love it. Okay, now let's hop right into this shit, yeah?
So tell me what happened to you.
I only went to one lifetime, but I knew that I've been reincarnated 28 times.
She's saying this with a serious face. That's crazy. She's a good actor. Bitch, are you not listening to yourself? I have been reincarnated 28 times. Oh, really? That's mighty specific. How many reincarnations do you get?
And you've been in my life 7.
Really?
You were there.
Wait, and you were there 7? 7 times out of 28. A fourth of all of her reincarnated lives. Okay, that's not a good thing. I'm just being an asshole. I don't know how any of this works. Oh, because it doesn't.
Wow. I didn't see anyone.
Yeah, but I remember your eyes.
My eyes?
It was your eyes. And you were hesitant to, like, be in this journey with me.
I'm glad this clip is only 2 minutes long, bro. There's so much I can take of this bullshit. This is like listening to a girl talk about crystals, which I have never done. I remember your eyes. I would like to know, you know, if she never met Ed, would she have seen him in her past lives? You know, probably not. It's really convenient that when you think about your 28 past lives during this 90 Day Fiancé, The Last Resort, that you think of your fiancé. Weird how that works out.
What did you tell him that you would do for him?
I said I would suck his dick from the back.
I told him that I would show him love unconditionally.
Okay, just take the fucking mask off and say it. You're just saying what you're going through right now. Also, there is no way she loves No Neck Ed unconditionally. What is she, a golden retriever?
Mm-hmm.
And there's something else. All these things on this paper is something I have to work on a lot. I have to learn to stick up for myself.
What the fuck is going on here? This is just words. You're just talking about what you're going through now. This is supposed to be about your past life. No Neck Ed said he was a leprechaun, okay? Spice it up. I know this storyline already.
What I realized is I need to start using my voice more. I do feel like I need to bring that to the relationship. I just feel like we need to work on how I can do that.
That's crazy, because I feel like, honestly, you should talk less. Pretty annoying. That was me speaking for No Neck Ed. I don't think that.
I still have a load of things to work on. I know that.
Yeah, instantly make it about you. Okay.
But there's no question that I want to be with you, that you're the one for me. There's no more of that. So I'm going to start there. I'm still going to be funny, though, so...
What the fuck did you just say? Hey, those are fighting words. Okay. You know what funny people say? Not that. Never heard an actually funny person go, I'm funny. I'm actually hilarious. When anybody finds out I'm a comedian, they're like, oh, are you funny? Tell me a joke. I go, just hang around me. It's going to happen. Or I'll hit him with a nice, easy street joke. I'll hit you with it right now. All right, it's more of a fun fact than a joke. Did you know that pigeons die from having sex? Well, the one I fucked did.
But with moderation.
Yeah, glad I paused right before that. Okay, I'm actually glad that's over. That sucked. Imagine if that was today's episode. All right, thanks for watching when nothing happened. What kind of clip is that? You think that's going to entice people to watch the show? The answer is no, it won't. Hire me. So hopefully this next clip doesn't fucking suck. But it's TLC, so it's a pretty high likely chance that it will. But it's Asuelo gives Kalani a lap dance. Yeah, I hope it's in front of everybody. The first frame is of Yara and her girlfriend. Hope she gives a lap dance.
I haven't seen you look at him like that till he started eating the cherry. Is it? They're just. Oh. Is this lady
giving? Oh my god!
Right there is where it should stop. Where everybody was like, "Oh yeah, that's funny," but he's gonna keep going, isn't he? Great. Good for television. If I was there, I'd be like, stop. No, I'd really be like, take your cock out. Let's see the hammer.
Put your hand on his chest.
This is the second blurred out lower half we've seen on The Last Resort. I'm so glad cock comedy is coming back. I'm gonna take my dick out on stage tonight. I gotta give him props on those fucking awesome leg tattoos, first of all. Second of all, what is going on? Dude, you're shaking your asshole at people. You can get paid for doing this. I have a friend who's a stripper, a guy friend who's a stripper. He's good at it. He could pick up a $100 bill with his ass cheeks. Can you do that, Asuelu?
Don't turn around because I'm naked, man.
Penis. You know, that probably feels really good, honestly. I bet you he's one of the very few men. Actually, that was stupid. No, a lot of guys have probably done this. You're out camping with your homies. You're like, I'm going to toast up the chestnuts. Probably very empowering, you know. It's probably how cavemen dried off.
He's going to catch on fire.
You get
Okay, so why is he more okay with showing his asshole than his penis? I feel like I wouldn't want people to see into my little brown balloon knot. I have a feeling he shaves his ass. Maybe he just doesn't grow hair anywhere on his body, actually. I have a lot of ass hair. I would never do this. for multiple reasons. Also, it looks a little cold out there. I see why he put his dick over the fire. He's like, this needs some girth. This shit needs to expand.
You have a nice ass, dude. I won't deny that.
Yeah, but they didn't show us it. I want to see.
Your ass is like, whoop. You got some cakes back there, baby.
You telling me Asuelu's got a dumpy? This boy got a dump truck. He needs a reverse noise when he backs up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, I did it again. Okay. There's another 20 seconds left. I didn't think it would finish right there. Really cucking me, TLC. Taken away from my goddamn watch time. I didn't even get a glimpse of cheek. Wow, over the past almost 20 minutes, nothing's happened. I think out of like over 500 90-day fiancé videos I've done probably. This has been the first time without any drama. I don't like it. I'm not feeling the same, man. Yeah? It's like, oh, hey, we're all laughing. Good. Good for them. Oh, she wholesomely saw him in her past life? Okay. When she saw him in his past life, was he a leprechaun? Did she also see him in 1669? Fucking wow, that, none of that moved my emotions at all on the needle in any direction. Kimberly is upset with TJ's apartment. That sounds more exciting than what we just saw. I wanted to see how big the blurred out line would be for his penis. And he just threw a towel over it. Pussy. Comment down below what you guys think about what we saw. Do any of you guys believe in past lives? Do you think she was reincarnated 28 times? Because that's a lot. It's a lot of times. That's a lot of history. That goes back pretty far. 28 lifetimes. I should really go do this. I should go to whoever that was. That wasn't a real therapist, a sleep therapist. And see what happens if I can think about my past lives. In my past life, I was bored of this right now. This sucks. My eyes are just closed. Okay, guys, thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere. I appreciate you so fucking much. Yo, did you know that I do stand-up comedy and post every single set on my second channel, youtube.com/Markarski? Right now, I'm about to film another episode of The Comedian, which is a series that follows me doing open mics to the fucking top. Like, I show the entire set, then I podcast breaking down how the set went. They're pretty backlogged. Like, I'm still posting April's stand-up. But it's pretty cool. Like, you get to see open mic one all the way up until now. And it was fucking terrible in the beginning. But everybody is, honestly. But you're going to see them be like, this guy's not going to do good ever. I don't think anybody's ever documented an entire stand-up career before. And I think people might be interested, like, what goes on behind the scenes of stand-up comedy. So if you want to see some shit like that, youtube.com/Markarski. But if you can't or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. I fucking love you guys. Mwah.